This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to run your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Do not call. I can't hear the phone. I can't see it. And I won't talk to you anyhow. We're live from CPAC 2018. A lot of energy here. The president spoke just a little while ago, and watched people come out of the room. I was going to get a kick out of the young people when they come out. They get these big smiles on their face, and they're talking about the things that he said. And I really do get a kick out of it. I wish I had that youth and energy again. So we've got the senior counsel for First Liberty, Ken Klukowski, with me today. You were part of the Trump transition and legal editor at Breitbart News Network, right?
That's right, Joe. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, listen, between you and me, they're all guilty, right? I mean, that whole transition stuff, they're all guilty, right? I mean, let's just get this out of the way now. We go on to other stuff. You heard Nancy Pelosi. You got to keep the investigation going because there's something there, and it's just the FBI's missed it all.
Well, I'll tell you, it's obviously all of my work was perfectly legal, and certainly everyone I know the same thing. It's the legal process is playing out, and we should all pray that justice prevails and the rule of law is upheld.
Yeah, that's
and that everyone who is innocent is vindicated. If anyone was involved in something, if someone who knew the president 10 years ago committed some sort of criminal, because evidently we're going that far back, to the extent anyone at any time had committed some sort of wrongdoing, sure, let justice prevail. I hope that people who have not done any wrongdoing are vindicated publicly.
Well, I'm with you. Somebody does something wrong. My attitude is always you hang them. If they don't do anything wrong, then you praise them. But it's almost like you can find, no matter what it is, you'll find something wrong if you keep digging, and it doesn't have to be anything major.
In fact, I'll tell you that off topic here, but the Heritage Foundation a few years ago did a book noting that with the proliferation of thousands of new federal laws, some of which are in regulations, not even passed by Congress, which I think is a constitutional problem, and that they're written so broadly, they said that the average American with an active lifestyle could be plausibly, if there was a hostile prosecutor following them around all day with unlimited investigation resources, it's plausible that they could be charged with committing up to 3 felonies per day. So if you are sending a big enough team crawling around with a big enough microscope for long enough, where the whole idea is, can I find anything here that would at least pass the smell test to at least go into an investigation, not saying you're guilty, just that I can find something that I could charge you with.
Right.
Well, heck, anyone could have something that they charge with.
I agree with you. I think a lot of the
wasn't a big topic here at CPAC.
No.
Actually, hasn't come up at all.
Well, look, I look at this stuff and I'm actually happy the Democrats are stuck on this. I have my own personal opinion. I love the fact that they're hitting up Trump on everything that he does. They hit us up on everything we do. They want to beat up on trying to find guilt here, because as long as they're doing that, they're not talking about what they might do should they get back in office again.
Well, and I'll tell you, a lot of this is two things on that. First of all, I think a lot of it is trying to change the conversation, because the reality is, as the president talked about today, it's frankly, in terms of his campaign promises, The guy is doing a spectacular job. He is delivering on the promises that he made across the board on all of these issues. He led with judges, talking about the Supreme Court, the records that he set in terms of confirming judges to the lower courts. Mm-hmm. He talked about faith. He talked about religious liberty. He gave a, actually on the side, I'll tell you, gave a beautiful eulogy for the late Reverend Billy Graham, that who all of us, so many of us are going to miss. But he talked about the full range of issues, national security, immigration, economics. He was talking about trade deals. I mean, you have this big open skies dispute that people are talking about here at CPAC about the some Arab-based airlines out of the UAE in Qatar who are violating free trade, open skies agreements that are undermining U.S. airlines like United, American Airlines, Delta, and driving them out of different parts of the market. I mean, these are just, all of these things are just so important. It's real American jobs. It's real American freedom when you're talking about issues like religious liberty and judges. And the president has made big promises and is delivering on those promises. That's what we're hearing here at CPAC, and people are getting energized. But I want to tell you, Joe, before you move on, the way you teed that up I thought was key. If the Democrats were to retake power, because I'll tell you, even though I believe it's very possible, in fact, I think likely, that Republicans could pick up more Senate seats, build their majority, get a working majority. If, in theory, if conservatives do not mobilize and get out, and Democrats retake the U.S. Senate, and Chuck Schumer becomes majority leader, if there is a vacancy on the Supreme Court, that will stay open until after the next presidential election. There will not even be a single judicial confirmation to any of the 800 lower federal judgeships anywhere in this country. If people care about the courts, if they care about judges, the Supreme Court, religious liberty, they need to make sure Chuck Schumer and the Democrats do not take over the U.S.
I think that we have to stop playing these gentleman games. All right, this is my personal opinion. When we fought for this country in the beginning during the Revolutionary War, we did not play by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. We, the Americans, were it was guerrilla warfare, and I think that's why we beat the Brits. I think it's the same thing here. Enough with the gentleman's agreement on 60 votes. You only require 51 by law. Get your butt in there. Get these lower courts filled. I think this is going to be a problem. Look at what's happening now at the lower court level with all the Obama appointees. We need to get the lower courts appointed. To your point about the Supreme Court, I'm with you though. I believe that we're going to retain the Senate. I don't have a problem with that. But these guys have to get off their butt and actually do something. And I'm sorry because I talked too long, and now we're out of time. Tell people how to find you.
They can check out our religious liberty work at firstliberty.org, and they can check out all the news I'm involved with at Breitbart.com. For Breitbart News.
Ken, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Joe. God bless.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host, and you're listening live at CPAC 2018. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live, also coming to you live from CPAC 2018. You gotta have happy music, man, with all the stuff going on. I don't need that nasty, downtrodden garbage that they play most of the time.
No. We're up here.
Yeah. Well, I was joking. Have you seen that? Is it a Lipitor commercial where the guy's mowing his lawn dancing to this? I don't know. Do you know any guy that dances when he's mowing the lawn?
I mean, I don't know anyone that dances if he needs Lipitor. But yeah, mowing the lawn.
But no, mowing the lawn. I mean, I don't know anybody who dances mowing the lawn. Anyway, we try to keep it real. At the Real Side, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but I won't answer, and, you know, whatever. I wouldn't be able to hear you anyhow. This is Michael Dougherty. He's been on the show before. I don't know if you remember. It's probably didn't like
that. I do remember.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. When my book first came out, I was here.
Oh, well, then I did leave a lasting impression.
You did? No.
Glad to hear. Actually, your book is I have another friend of mine that wrote a book called Devil at Our Doorstep. And this whole devil thing. I love that approach coming at these things because it really paints the picture up front. So Michael's the director of National Cybersecurity. Well, he's the director at the National Cybersecurity Society. He's also the CEO of LabMD. Now, hey, I want to talk about cybersecurity because, you know, I was in the computer business, and I mean deep in the computer business for about 20 years. And I cringe, you know, I'm a trustee on the school board, and I remember when they were talking about bringing iPads in. And I was the guy at my finger in there going, no. Because until you can prove to me that somebody can't get through those and into the system, which I knew was almost never, we're not spending the money for that. You give a 17-year-old kid an iPad and say, oh, you can't get into the system. Give him about an hour and a half, he'll be in.
No, you're right on the money because we're addicted to this, yeah. And it's a revolution, and it's an early adopter. And so what we left the door open unwittingly was security and privacy, and we were also sold a bag of goods that it was free for Facebook and Google and the ilk of those people. And essentially, we've microchipped ourselves, so they get nothing but tons of information, and they get to monetize it. So there's your free, you know, give you the blood, and then they get to sell it.
Well, Fox News had, they had a piece on where they had the phone, they had two smartphones, and they had one that was totally shut off, and then they had one they just put on airplane mode. And they showed how that when they turned those phones back on, they had a device that was picking up the signal, and every place they had been was still tracked, was still logged, and still sent to Google and Apple accordingly.
Yes, sir.
So you don't have privacy anymore.
Then right? You give it up when you scroll down and just click, and that font gets smaller and smaller, and we all read that, don't we?
I always joke with that. I got caught up in that whole terms and conditions thing with YouTube and others. You violated terms and conditions. Your videos can no longer be monetized. But who reads 600 pages of terms and conditions on their phone? And could you please tell me where it is and where I missed it?
And it all boils down to contract law. And Congress is full of people that aren't taking action. And we box ourselves in and we sign the contract.
All right. So let's talk about the FBI. And let me start with what I always say is, you know, rank and file FBI. There's a lot of great guys out there want to protect the country. They want to protect us. I get that. The corruption happens at the top. We see that in companies. The FBI is no different. It's a large organization. We've got people trying to cover their butts and cover for their friends, if you would. We ever really, and I know this is a broad question, but are we ever going to really get to the truth?
I actually think we can because it's the 21st century, and what all these people don't understand is that with the technology, they leave fingerprints. If we can peel back the people that are protecting it now, and as far as rank and file goes, I was raised in Detroit by two Detroit police officers, so I am so into defending the rank and file, the DOJ and the FBI. But I do have a problem knowing that my dad especially was like a street investigator. Yeah. Try to get these street investigator FBI guys to listen to a lawyer, and the management they bring in to the FBI are these political lawyers. No one wants to pay attention to these guys. And now to their chagrin, we're peeling back what they've done. And I love the fact that the public did not believe that the FBI did not lose the emails. You know, this is a good sign.
Well, you and I, you know, like I told you, I've been in computers for 20 years, and when I heard that they couldn't get, you know, this file and that file, and they couldn't get, I said, listen, I'll do it for free. Just bring it to me. You can watch over. I know how to do this. Bring it. Don't. If I can do this, I know the FBI can do it while they're on break, for God's sakes. You know.
Well, you could also hear the whole public guffaw, but you can hear people inside the FBI guffaw, because the problem is when the public, this is supposed to protect us. If we don't trust who's protecting us, then who's going to protect us? And this is impacting the street investigations because the FBI, the good guys out there working every day, they're seeing it. And I've spoken to some of them. They're seeing a distrust. When you go for justice, that is a very intimate, personal thing. And when you don't trust that you are going to be protected or they're not going to do something, it's very demoralizing. And you know, the bad guys win.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And again, you know, back to the security part of this, where you know, talk about people not being able to be trusted. And you cannot, with everything going through the airwaves today, with how we handle our phones, how we depend on our phones. I'm not an Apple fan, but my Apple phone has that Apple Pay in it. Okay? Yeah. But the Apple phone has that Apple Pay. And I know people have 5 and 6 and 7 credit cards in there. But you understand that as secure as they tell you you are, you're not. Mm-hmm. I got guys I can bring in here that have your numbers in a few minutes.
Well, they're recording your voices, and they hold them for some, Apple, I think, holds your voice when for like 18 months. And you think, well, what bad can happen of it? Well, you know, if it gets taken or you're someplace you don't want to be known about, you shouldn't have to worry about this stuff. And it's just 99.9% of the time it's not going to happen. But the 0.1%, it's a big problem. And I actually think the numbers are even not quite that in the favor of privacy. But this is exactly, you know, we're overwhelmed with these problems and we're being attacked from outside our jurisdiction where we can't protect ourselves because the governments that are where these people are housed are not being held accountable. We can do nothing about it. That's where energy should be going. Instead, what we're seeing is an absolute old playbook of an intimidation racket with what's going on in the FBI and the DOJ right now trying to justify this whole Russia thing. It is ridiculous. I mean, it's been going on before Mueller got involved. We're now going to, what, year two? Oh,
but Russia's been involved in our politics. If you don't think of decades. This is nothing new. But I got to tell you something. My personal feeling is the bigger problem that we now have, especially what's gone on over the last few years and with the FBI, is there was a two-tier justice system that has now, the neon lights have been out on it. You know, if you're Hillary Clinton, there is no law for you.
You're right.
Okay? And me with the FBI, I signed my check wrong and give it to the wrong person. They want to know where I got it from to begin with.
It's very also true in Congress. I always say, other than Daryl Issa, I consider the House Oversight Committee the House Cover-Up Committee. Washington is a protection racket for each other when there's trouble because it's you scratch my back, I scratch yours. Yeah. And who doesn't play that game gets circled and the guns are on them. Who wouldn't want this gig? Good pay, lifelong status, and no accountability.
Hey, Michael, it's been a pleasure. Tell people where they can get your bookies.
Amazon, an audiobook, ebook, hardcover, softcover, The Devil Inside.
Devil Inside, yeah. I would have just named it a little differently. The Devils.
I explained that inside. It's a mentality, not a human.
All right. Well, have you back on. Thanks for being with me. I'm Joe McKean, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Live at CPAC. Don't go far. Love. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
And you may have tuned in the wrong station if you're not willing to wave the flag. If you're not a flag waver, then maybe this isn't the show you should be listening to. I'm Joe Vecini, your host. You can always send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. You know, I come to CPAC for a lot of reasons. And I know that some of you, you think I should grab Tom Cruise, Ted Cruz and a few others, but... You know what? That's not where it happens. It happens at, if you pardon the term, the rank and file level. It happens with the people that are running for office, the people that are running these groups. I'm trying to get the head of the conservative atheist group in here because you guys don't think that there are atheists and a conservative that care about some of the same things that we care about. So the people from all walks of life belong to this party. Chuck Boyce is joining me. He's running for U.S. Senate in Delaware. And Chuck, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the same question I ask all my all the Republican candidates that come on. What do you stand for? Why are you running for Senate in Delaware? Probably because you live there. I get that part of it.
Yeah,
but why are you running for Senate?
Well, in Delaware, for far too long, we've been represented by really a rotating class of career politicians. And unfortunately, in Delaware, a lot of people have really accepted that as the Delaware way. So in this environment, we certainly see that there's a real need to send a message to Washington and take back our democracy from those that have made that their way of life. So as a business person in the state of Delaware, as a job creator, I feel it's my responsibility to step up and to represent the people of Delaware in Washington.
So what are the numbers in Delaware? What are your chances? Let's put it that way.
The chances aren't as great as we'd like.
And I only ask you that because, I'm from California, right?
Yep.
And whenever a Republican throws his hat in the ring for statewide things, what do you need psychiatric care because it's like a 3-1, on the registration in some areas. And so what's it look like for you?
We're about a 2-1 at the moment. However, we've really started to see that people are tired of the career politicians. We had our first statewide election won last cycle with our state treasurer, and he was really able to tap into people on both sides of the aisle and say that we want something different.
Right. Yeah, it's. I know it's tough. I know it's. I've seen it happen again in our state. If you get the right message across, you can get people. I mean, in California, people are polarized that only Democrats are good. Only Democrats care about people. Is that kind of the same attitude in Delaware?
It's really kind of split throughout the state. So Delaware, nice thing being a small state with only three counties. Our southern portion of our county, of our state rather, is very conservative. It's really for us getting our message into the city of Wilmington and really making sure that the people in the north of our state understand that, you know, that it's time for change. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a better result.
Yeah. Well, all right. So you know the deal, right? Yeah. What are the three things you're running on?
So for me, my real reason for running is my dad was a wounded Vietnam veteran, and we spent about 30 years fighting with the VA to make sure that he got the care that he deserved. And no veteran coming home should ever have to fight that fight to restore their physical and mental well-being. Secondly, we need to get back to not spending more than we're making. I'm a business guy. I've had my business here in Delaware for the last 15 years, and I don't have the luxury of being able to call Merrill Lynch and say, hey, you know what? I need an extra $1.5 million this year for my business. I can't raise my debt limit. So why are we running a government that just basically keeps taking more and more of our money and really wasting it on stupid programs that really aren't impacting everyday Americans?
Well, you know, I'm listening to you talk about the VA thing. It's like the old open wound that won't quite heal. I get the biggest kick out of this because you look at what they're doing and you say to yourself, we've had the ability. Now we have a president that's come in and he said, okay, we can fire people. We can do this. We can. But there really has not been any major changes there. What would you do? What would you fight for? What are some of the things that you see that you need to push at to make happen?
Yeah, it has been certainly slower than I would like, but we've been encouraged so far by the ability to, yeah, let's get rid of some of the dead wood. And I think all too often they're looking at the front line instead of streamlining the process and getting rid of some of the administrative burden. You know, in my experience with my dad's care, we never had an issue with the people providing the health care. But the system is so broken and so outdated in so many places, and there's so many rules that really seem arbitrary. You know, recently I was watching a report where there was a guy went into his local VA clinic to get an X-ray. But because he lived within 40 miles of this remote clinic and within the circle, they were going to say, no, to get that X-ray, he had to drive another 200 miles to the main VA medical center and could not get that care literally in his backyard, right, though they had the equipment.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine that that is having a double lung transplant with the VA. It's been a two-year fight. And we've had to get congressmen involved and everything else because they have these rules in place, but some of the rules are impossible to adhere to.
Yes.
You know, the double lung transfer place, which is near his house, and when I say near his house, it was still an hour drive away from the house, but near his house, they closed that down years ago. So now he was going to be required to go to I think it was up to Washington State. And give up his house, in essence, because he had to go up there 6 months in advance, give up his business, pull his kids out of school, and this is crazy. It's not the way you should operate.
Right. I have a very similar situation. You know, my dad, as part of his care, needed a specific treatment, wasn't available at our VA medical center in Wilmington. So their solution was, well, we'll just send him to Philadelphia. Well, the man was classified 90% disabled, so they wanted him to arrive at the VA in Wilmington, get on a bus, unaccompanied, get up to Philadelphia, get himself to the procedure. It was a 4-hour treatment.
Aren't they wonderful people?
And then come back 5 days a week for 4 weeks. I was like, he physically is not capable. So fortunately, with a lot of fighting and banging on a lot of doors, and through the CHOICE program, we were actually able to get him that care here in a local Delaware hospital and did not have to subject him to a month of trying to navigate back and forth to Philadelphia.
Yeah. We make it tougher for those guys who put their lives on the line for us. We make it almost impossible for them to get the care that they actually need. You know, tell me one or two items. We'll stick with one item because that'll be dicey enough. You know, that you don't agree with President Trump on. One that you would probably be more in opposition with him.
think there's one specific thing. I think there are certain policies that we're heading in the right direction that I would like to see, you know, maybe expanded on and maybe get some more details on. I think one of the most common is maybe the wall. I think the wall is a great start, but I think we need to do more. I think we need to look at, you know, all of the solutions to immigration and to make sure that we're using, you know, the appropriate tools and resources that we have. You know, the wall's great, but it's a 7th century solution to a 21st century problem. And I think we have a lot more tools at our disposal. So I would love to see him kind of expand on that and show us, you know, what goes with the wall.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it needs to be opened up more. I want to talk more about our military. I don't necessarily want to take away from them, but you know, I've talked to some military experts who say that we waste billions of dollars in some areas. I'd like to see our military spending not just be spending, but also be cutting or tweaking or whatever you want to call it. But there are ways that we can save money on a regular basis in this country, and we just don't seem to do it. I don't know if we don't have the stomach to do it. We don't understand how to do it. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a prime example of that was when he threatened to cancel the order for Air Force One. And all of a sudden now, you know, Boeing had two planes certainly serviceable and for a substantial savings are able to make those, you know, to put those into place. So to me, as a business guy, that looks like, hey, that's good for Boeing because they have these two planes that were canceled orders, and good for us and the American taxpayer because now we're going to get what we need. We're going to give the president the tool that he needs on the global stage, but we're going to do it at the best price possible.
Okay, so Chuck, how do people get a hold of you, help you out if they want to get involved or whatever?
Sure, absolutely. The best way to reach out to us is online at chuckforsenate.com. Just reach out, and you know, I'm very appreciative for all the help that we've had on our campaign so far.
Well, you know what? I appreciate anybody who runs for office because I ran for. I know what it's like. I've helped other people run for office, you know, at the congressional level, and it's brutal. It's brutal on the family. It's brutal on your time. It's a tough place to be, but it's an honorable thing to do. Thanks again for running, and thanks for being with me today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. One more segment, and then I can go rest. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're coming to you live from CPAC 2018, and you know what? What is that? Like, give me three steps? I would never step back three steps. If I'm going to fight, I'm going to fight. I'm not moving backwards. That's all I got to say. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, it's the energy around here earlier today when the president was here was just phenomenal. And watching people come out of the room where he was speaking, especially the young people, you know, I kind of make fun of them sometimes because they're all so idealistic and everything's wonderful. And then they get into the fight and they get a little discouraged. You know, it's up to us. Us old folks, if you would, but more seasoned people, you need to get with them and encourage them, even when the crap's hitting the fan, that a fight, it's called a fight for a reason. It's not a fight because it's a slam dunk. It's a fight because you're not going to win the first time. You make some headway, and you keep fighting, and you keep chipping away, and you keep pushing away, and eventually, you may lose the first two or three people that you're supporting, but eventually, you win. You'll be there. So anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, I got Stephen Gushov with me, and he is with a group on Pro English, and A lot of people think that English is the official language of the United States, but it's not, is it?
It is not, Joe, and don't feel too bad if you feel that or if any of your listeners feel that, because I can tell you for a fact that there are certain good, rock-solid, conservative, Republican, United States senators that we have talked to who said, what? What do you mean that English is not the official language of the U.S.? I'm not lying to you, man. There are U.S. senators, good people on our side, who don't know that English is not the official language.
So you talked to elected officials that have no clue that English is...
Exactly.
Wow.
And I won't mention their names to protect the guilty, but that's part of our job in pro-English.
So let's talk about this for a second. Why is English not our official language? Every country has an official language, is it not?
Well, most countries do, and I'll give you a couple of statistics. Right now, about 85% of United Nations member nations have an official language, and there are 53 countries across the world who are United Nations member nations that have English as an official language, but not the USA. The USA has never had an official language. What we do at Pro English is that we advocate for English as the official language of the United States government. Now, why? Number one, it would be a huge, huge economic savings for American taxpayers. Right now, it costs well over $2 billion with a B, dollars a year for government-mandated translation and interpretation services. Bill Clinton, at the end of his time as president, signed Executive Order 13166, which mandated interpretation and translation services for anyone, any recipient of federal funding. That's well over $2 billion a year. Of course, that cost is passed on to taxpayers.
Right.
We have met five times in recent weeks at the White House with different aides to President Trump, different aides to Vice President Pence, about President Trump doing an executive order of his own, repealing Clinton's executive order. And that would be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Vice President Pence, when he was a member of Congress, five different Congresses, was a co-sponsor of the English Language Unity Act. That bill is still in Congress right now. Right now, Representative Steve King, great guy from Iowa, has sponsored it in the House, and Senator Jim Inhofe has sponsored it in the Senate. We have nearly 70 supporters, co-sponsors in the House right now. We'd love to see the English Language Unity Act passed by Congress. Again, that would make it the official language of governmental operations.
What's the real chances of that passing?
Real chances, to be perfectly honest with you, and one of the things that we have said at the White House is we'd rather see an executive order. Because with one autograph, with one signature, President Trump can do the same thing if he wants to. And frankly, it would be a lot easier to do it, you know, in the executive branch with an executive order than legislatively.
Okay, so be specific now. When he repeals this, or if he would decide to write and repeal it, what does that exactly give us? So English would be the language, technically the official language.
It depends on the specifics of the order, but some possibilities to answer your question is, number one, any recipient of federal funds would not have to provide any sort of interpretation or translation services ever again. Number two, President Trump could mandate English as the official language of governmental operations. Now, what does that mean? That means just for anything that the government does at the federal level would be in English. And if there were any interpretations needed in terms of foreign languages, it would be English would be the deciding factor language-wise. Think of when you see a ballot, for instance, a federal ballot back in 2016. How many different languages was that ballot in? You know, you'll get things. Or on the state level, driver's license.
In L.A.,
things.
When it comes to elections, we do 127 different publications.
Right now, there are over 300 languages spoken in the USA. And frankly, legally, even if you are a member of a nation or a tribe that has this very small little language or dialect, you have the right to have it translated or interpreted on the dime of the person who's receiving federal funding. So it costs billions of dollars a year. So you have the argument in terms of the economic argument. You also have the argument in terms of cultural assimilation. Someone coming to this country needs to learn English. A lot of times our opponents will say, well, you guys are just a bunch of haters, you hate immigrants, etc. No, we think we're actually the more compassionate ones, because if someone comes to this nation and needs to immerse themselves in English and learn the language, they're going to have better job opportunities, they're going to make more money, they're going to have better academic opportunities, they'll be able to support their family, they're not going to have to go into welfare at all. It's better and more compassionate to immerse people coming into this nation into English when they become American citizens. So we're the compassionate ones.
You know, it's really funny because my whole family came here from Italy. They landed in the north end of Boston. And
that's where I'm from.
But, yeah, so, yeah, but are you from, see, I have this joke.
I'm from Andover, Massachusetts.
See, you're not from Boston. Don't do
Boston.
That.
Well, no one knows Andover. I would say Boston. But I know the north end quite well.
I tell people that all the time. Like, where are you from? I'm from Boston. Where? Framingham. Framingham's not Boston.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go to Mike's Pastry next time.
All right. So I grew up in the north end of Boston, and, you know, the language between each of them was Italian, but speaking English was almost...
That's a perfect example right there, because, you know, what we're saying is this is just governmental operations. So if we go to the north end to get a cannoli at Mike's Pastry, we don't care in terms of private enterprise. People can speak Italian in their home, in their church, in their community center, in their restaurant. That's all private. Knock yourself out. I'm fluent in Spanish for English, and I encourage people to learn other languages. That's just a good thing to do. But for governmental operations to save billions of dollars in this nation, we need to have English as an official language. And again, this is nothing racist. It's nothing rare or weird. 85% of United Nations member nations have an official language, 53 of which have English as a language. So we're not doing anything strange if we do that in this country.
Well, no, they're always telling us we should be more like European countries and other countries. Well, okay, we'll be more like them. We'll have an official language.
Exactly. Right. Italy, if you go to Italy, the official language is, guess what?
Yeah.
Italian.
No, what I love is to, you know, go to other countries and sit there and try to force them to speak to you in English. And they're not going to do it. I mean,
exactly.
Some of them may know it, but you're required to have a clue as to what's going on
exactly.
In their country. We're
and,
the only
and,
ones
and
that seem to give everything.
Exactly. It's compassionate for us to do that.
So, I'm mind-boggled from a standpoint of that we would have trouble getting legislation put through to make it English, you know, English only, if you would, from a governmental standpoint.
Well, that's a good question, and the answer to that is this, is you look at all of the different things that are happening on Capitol Hill right now, whether it's tax reform, whether it's immigration. Immigration is the best example, where you get a lot of pushback from our opponents, who, again, think you're anti-immigrant, haters, and you look at, you know, the Republican Party, for instance, where a lot of them are very shy, frankly, about trying to do anything in terms of strengthening immigration, like President Trump was talking about today. And official English is part of that larger immigration debate. We meet all the time on Capitol Hill. We do lots of lobbying, lots of engagement on Capitol Hill. We meet lots of times with people who we would normally expect to be supporters of this, and sometimes they will say to me, look, Steve, yeah, we agree with what you're doing, but boy, I'm going to face some pushback in my district if I sign on to this. You see that all the time.
I know.
There's not a lot
hilarious.
Of profiles in courage all the time.
You know, I think it's hilarious that they're afraid to make a single language as legal. Not even like it's the only thing that can be spoken in the boundaries of the country.
Exactly. We're just not saying, we're not prohibiting
language.
Any other languages from private use. Do as much as you want. It's just for governmental operations. And by the way, at the statewide level, 32 states out of 50 have made English the official language.
All right, so they can go to www.proenglish.org.
Exactly, we have lots of articles.
Isn't that hard? Proenglish.org, and learn more about it and sign on.
Very good.
Thank you,
yes.
Stephen. I appreciate
Thank you
your
so
time.
Much. Take care.
Yeah, you too. You know, we're winding up here at CPAC. I'll try to get some more interviews by iPhone, you know, that wonderful device that I'm not so happy with, but otherwise. But, you know, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged in the process. You know, we've had people on that are running for office. It's not an easy task. It requires a lot of money and support. I mean, whether they're doing mailers or helping them or talking to other people, you've got to be part of the part of the solution. So when I look around CPAC, and I love it, you know, mainstream media is going to write over and over and over again how this is nothing more than a bunch of old white prejudiced people, old white bigots, old white racists. And we didn't do it on purpose, but I would say 85% of the people we interviewed were African American. And you know why? Because over half, I didn't count, but I would say based on who's walking by and who I see on a regular basis, there's a boatload of African Americans, Asians, you know, young people. I can't believe how many young people are here. And I love you on the left because now you're saying, yeah, all those young people you're brainwashing. Well, so what? So be it. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. And as you heard over and over and over again, and I love it, because many of you love to beat on us for hating. You don't even know, dislike. It's hate towards the African-American community. What didn't you hear? You heard nothing but from the African-Americans I had on the show how much they feel like the Republicans were for them, conservatives were for them, were willing to help them. So again, keep your mind open. We're Americans first. And we should care about everybody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I will be back in my home studio, thank God, on Monday.